Phil Spector produced his first top 10 hit in 1961, with singer Ray Peterson, a polio victim confined to a wheelchair who was following up a big hit of his own, Tell Laura I Love Her. Spector's distinctive sound was beginning to emerge.
I love Corina. Tell the world I do. I love Corina. Tell the world I do. I pray every night she'll learn to love me too. Corina, Corina. Little darling, where you been so long? Oh, little darling, where you been so long? I ain't had no loving since you've been gone. Corina, Corina. Corina, way across the sea. Oh, me, I left Corina, way across the sea. If you see Corina, send her home to me. Corina, Corina.
Sending me your very precious love. You'll never hear me say a prayer, but thanks to someone way up there who gave me such a lucky break. Oh no, darling, only with every breath I take. And every time we have to be apart, I hardly ever find you in my heart. And when it comes to thinking of the thought of losing all your love, I never worry how my heart would ache. Oh no, darling, only with every little breath I take. Every little step I make, only with every little beat of my heart, and every single minute I'm away. Only with every little breath I take, only with every little step I make, only with
every little beat of my heart.
The scene at Bell Sound Studios the night Spector recorded Gene Pitney, singing Every Breath I Take, was a zoo. Songwriters Jerry Goffin and Carole King were there. Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, another pair of young songwriters who were having a song of theirs recorded the same session, were on hand. Lieber and Stoller stopped by. Burt Bacharach and other hangers-on watched as Spector presided over a frenzied overtime session that racked up an astronomical $12,000 studio budget. 1961 was a breakout year for Spector.
I love how your eyes close.
He made a top 10 record with the Paris Sisters that was something of a throwback to his own Teddy Bears days.
But darling, most of all,
and then he made another top 10 record with a singer out of Yuma, Arizona, discovered by Ray Peterson, named Curtis Lee.
Pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel. Pretty little angel eyes.
Angel eyes, I really love you so. Angel eyes, I'll never let you go. Because I love you, my darling angel eyes.
Pretty, pretty, pretty little angel eyes.
Angel eyes, you are so good to me. And when I'm in your arms, you feel so heavenly. I'll never let you go.
being a wonder here.
My little darling, take my hand.
Let's go for a little walk.
By Curtis Lee, Under the Moon of Love and Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Pretty Little Angel Eyes, a top 10 hit in 1961, and Under the Moon of Love, a respectable follow-up. Both records, Phil Spector produced under the spell of Frank Guida of Norfolk, Virginia, record producer responsible for the Gary U.S. Bonds records. From Guida, Spector learned how to mulch the sound of his instruments, creating that indistinct, pulsating instrumental sound that was to become his trademark. This is Joel Selvin, tonight on Selvin on the City, young Phil Spector.
Carol, you forgot to play the dong, 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 dong. I was waiting for it, fellas. Get down on it. I mean, get on it. Here we go.